Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on our series that we're calling Guardrails, and we are going through the Ten Commandments as stated in Exodus chapter 20. And this past Sunday, we were on the third commandment, which is generally stated, you shall not take the Lord's name in vain, right? You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. That's what Exodus chapter 20, verse 7 says. And it goes on to say that the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. And we kind of set the foundation for this by saying, you know, in the verse before in the second commandment, God talked about how he is zealous or jealous for his name, that he's a jealous God. In English language, that has a really bad connotation, but in the Hebrew, it doesn't. It just means he's passionate for his own glory. He's passionate for the praise of his people. He is zealous that his people would see him for the glorious God that he is, and that we would praise him and be satisfied in him. And so as he comes to us and he says, don't misuse the name of the Lord your God, I told folks, I think we struggle sometimes to understand this idea of holiness or sacredness, that God's name is holy, for maybe two reasons at least. That number one, our culture, we don't have a lot of room for sacred. We don't have much of a concept anymore of what it means to be sacred. You kind of hear that phrase sometimes, that nothing is sacred, and there's probably some truth to that. We live in a culture of memes, and everything is sort of reduced down to a joke. We tend to be silly about most things, or lighthearted, or jaded, or cynical, or on the flip side, we're really outraged by things that really aren't all that serious. We, as one pastor said, tend to treat heavy things as light and light things as heavy. And so when it comes to something being holy and sacred, I just don't know that we have much of a category for that. And then the idea of God's name, I took time to address that, you know, in their culture, a name, someone's name was synonymous with their character, really the essence of who they were. And so God saying, don't misuse the name of the Lord your God, it's because God's name represents him, Yahweh, the I Am. The all-knowing, omnipotent, omniscient, right? God, who is the king and of the universe, the creator and sustainer of all things, like his name represents who he is. And you see that all through the Bible, that we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. We look to the name of the Lord our God, that his name is synonymous with who he is. And so when he says, don't take the name of the Lord your God in vain or misuse the name of God, it's really about our attitude, not just toward his name, but our attitude toward him himself, toward God. And so I told folks, you know, it'd be easy to think, all right, let's just not use the Lord's name in vain. Don't say, you know, Jesus Christ in an irreverent way, or cuss and use God's name at the same time, right? Don't do those. Don't swear by God or to God and lie, right? Like, don't do those things and we're good to go. And one of the things that I said is, you know, like with everything in the scriptures, it's not about just our behavior, but it's aiming at our hearts, that the third commandment pierces through our words to our hearts. And it's looking at, it's not just about what you say. Absolutely, yeah, you shouldn't do those things. But it's about how do you view God in your heart? How are you in your words, your life, your attitudes, your actions? Are you honoring God's name as holy? Because he is a holy God, and talking about him flippantly reveals something about the way we view God, reducing profound spiritual realities down to punchlines. That reveals something about how we think about God and those profound spiritual realities. And we talked through, right, flippancy, but also hypocrisy. I mean, there's straight up like blasphemy, just saying, but there's also being really careful with your words. Like, I don't want to blaspheme, but then you sort of blaspheme God with your life. You're careful with how you say things, but then you're living in unrepentant sin and rebellion against God. And that's what Jesus talks about in the New Testament when he's kind of aiming at the Pharisees. And he's like, you guys are hypocrites, right? The prophet Isaiah prophesied about you. And he says, these people, right? They praise me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Right? They teach as the commandments, they teach as the doctrines, the commandments of God, the doctrines of man, or the commandments of men, these traditions, right? You take these things and you teach them as if they're God's commands. You guys' hearts are far from me. You're living in sinfulness, and yet you're you know, acting as if you're praising God, that's hypocrisy. And in a sense, it's blaspheming God with your life, and even though you may not be doing it with your words. And so it really does go through just our words to our hearts. When we go to the New Testament, you see Jesus teaching his disciples to pray, and he says, right, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your name be kept holy." For the New Testament believer, this is still, it applies to us as we live out our relationship with the Lord, as we live under grace, not under the law, but as we've been saved by grace through faith, we should be asking the question, Lord, am I in my words and in my prayer and in my actions and my attitudes with my life, am I reverencing God in a way that is just in line with the reality of who he is? And I can call you Father and speak to you intimately, God, and that doesn't mean I have to speak about you flippantly. I can fear you and love you simultaneously. Those two things don't have to contradict one another. I can fear the Lord, have a good, rightful fear of him, and love him and call him Father. In fact, the fact that he's so holy and calls me Father, like, that's just a stunning reality, right? That God, he's no less holy, but he's made us holy through Christ. And now we can be with him in his presence and call him Father. And so I shared a story. I'll close with this. I shared a story about my brother and I went to the Grand Canyon a number of years back, and we got up super early to go watch the sunrise at the Grand Canyon. And as the sunrise came up, it was like 5 a.m., and the sunrise came up over that beautiful place. It was so majestic, so profound to watch that, like so beautiful. There were a number of people there, and nobody talked because the moment just called for silence. If somebody would have come in and like blown a kazoo, right, and said, "Happy sunrise," like it would have been so out of place that everyone would have looked at that person and be like, "What are you doing?" Right? That like that kind of silliness and frivolity, like it just doesn't match this moment. It's a majestic moment, like a beautiful moment, and that's just a created thing. I think in some ways that's what we're getting at here, is God says, don't misuse the name of the Lord your God. Like, he is a holy God. And that doesn't mean we're always serious. I believe we should be the most joyful people on the earth, and that includes laughter. But as we think about God, as we talk about God, as we live our lives, there should be a heaviness and a seriousness, a reverence toward God, toward the name of God, toward what he has done for us in Christ, that just matches the reality of the awesome nature of who God is. Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself today. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, God, that you are a holy God. You are awesome in power and in might. You do not overlook sin. But thank you, Father, that you say you will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses your name. But Father, all of us have done that. All of us have not given you the proper reverence that you deserve. And yet we are not held guilty because Jesus was. Jesus, you became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. And so, Lord, thank you for a relationship with you through your son, Jesus. Thank you for loving us like that. And thank you that we get to be in the presence of you, a holy God, because of what you've done for us in and through your son, Jesus. Lord, help us to live our lives in a way that just communicates those realities to the people around us. And Father, help us to walk more closely in relationship with you. We love you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.